Hello, everybody, and welcome to 30 Minute Thrive, your go-to podcast for anything and everything HR, powered by MRA, the Management Association. Looking to stay on top of the ever-changing world of HR? MRA has got you covered. We'll be the first to tell you what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Sophie Voller, and we are so glad you're here. Now, it's time to thrive. Hey there, 30 Minute Thrive listeners. We've got some exciting news to share. I'm taking on an exciting new role here at MRA, but I promise that I'm leaving you in great hands. You know him well as a monthly guest on our show, and now he's stepping up to take the lead as podcast host. For over a year now, Jim Morgan, MRA's Vice President of Workforce Strategies, has been sharing monthly insights from his talent report, which has been a highlight of our episodes. And we're thrilled that Jim is going to be guiding us through even more captivating conversations as he gets ready to host MRA's Talent Report and Thrive podcasts. Get ready for some great content with a fresh perspective. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode with our fantastic new host, Jim. Welcome back, Jim.
Good to be here.
As many of our regular podcast listeners are aware, we recently added a new MRA podcast into the mix, 5-Minute HR Feed. And we're also changing up 30-Minute Thrive Podcast. We know you have enjoyed the Talent Report highlights from Jim, so now we're going to bring you, our podcast listeners, even more Talent Report highlights with a special one-on-one interview with our Talent Report guests. You will hear from industry leaders and changemakers, and I guarantee it will be the best 30 minutes of your day. So don't miss an episode. But before I go, Jim, I need to hear it. Tell me, what was your favorite episode or favorite memory from being a guest on 30 Minute Thrive?
Well, first, that's an awful lot of pressure to say it'll be the best 30 minutes of your day, but we'll do our best to do that. I actually gave this some thought before we decided to have this conversation, and I think it was the internship conversation that you and I had, because that was such an easy flowing one. You had gone through our internship leadership program. And so to get the chance to talk to you about that and you share your experiences back and forth, that was a lot of fun for me because sort of watching you come in as a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed 22-year-old ready to get to work and, you know, now just moving up through the organization and getting to do some different things. So that was just kind of a fun one, and it was
absolutely
you growing the position.
Yep, I second that. That was a great, great episode. I'm also curious to know, what are you really excited about as you take over kind of the host reins now?
Well, I'm excited to bring the talent report ideas to your subscribers and to get them engaged as well. I think it's a neat opportunity for us to be able to dig in a little deeper on some things, to provide real life examples of things that are going on with member companies that are doing some pretty creative things. So I think that outreach and ability to get to more folks will be a lot of fun.
Definitely. And I know we chatted briefly, but we're going to be doing a minor change to 30 Minute Thrive, the format. So can you tell us a little bit more about what viewers and our listeners can really expect with this new format?
Yeah, each day or each Wednesday when we do the talent report, we have the opportunity to sort of share, here's what we're hearing out there from all of our members. We have a chance for a member guest to talk a little bit about the sort of how-tos of some aspect of human resources. And then we get to have a really good dialogue, a question and answer, and bring the podcast listeners that question and answer part where we have a chance just to go back and forth and they can learn a little bit about whether it's employee culture or whether it's organizational change or whatever it might be. That just gives us a little bit more freewheeling, I think, and give people an opportunity to hear from some of their peers and some of the creative things that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned we'll be tapping a lot of member guests for these podcasts and talent reports. But I know that you also have some pretty impressive guests lined up already. So can you tell us a little bit about those upcoming guests for the podcast?
Sure. You know, having 4,000 members throughout the Midwest gives you an awful lot of people to choose from. So it's pretty neat. For example, in April, we have Kelly Kaufman, who is the senior HR person for the Milwaukee Bucks, and talking a little bit about the culture that they've built there and a culture of winning and how they went about doing that. I think another advantage of the talent report is we're going on site in May. We have our big HR conference. And so some of your listeners may be at that conference, and they may be on the Talent Report as well as the podcast because they're there. Laura Cullen, who does the training and development for J.P. Cullen, a construction company, will talk about how they're attracting people into that industry and how they keep them and how they grow through the organization. So those will be some of the types of things that we're talking about. And you know, as we learn more and as maybe someone's listening to it, and hey, we've got a pretty neat whatever program here, they can let us know and they may be the next guest on the Talent Report and on the podcast.
Absolutely. I know Talent Report is usually all things talent related. So how do you really pick the topics that you're going to talk about for each episode?
One of the nice things with my job is I'm probably gone more than I'm here. And so the chance to talk to, you know, literally hundreds of members during the course of the year, I do a lot of public speaking and so presentations, and there's always 5, 8, 10, 15 people who come up afterwards and say, this is what we're working on. This is what we're doing. I have the pleasure of facilitating 7 of our roundtables. And so getting a chance to hear from CEOs, CFOs, HR people, all of those kind of go into the mix. And when you start hearing the same themes over and over and over again, you start thinking, okay, there's something here. Mm-hmm. And then you have an opportunity to dig into it a little bit deeper. So the nice thing is anything that I'm going to bring to the Talent Report and to the podcast really has come from our members and what they've said, this is what we're working on right now. So maybe this is what we should be talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And so before we wrap up here, Jim, any last insights you have to share before I officially hand the mic over to you?
I think I'm going to hand it back to you real fast.
Okay.
Say before I do my wrap up, because I'm going to have more opportunities to talk. What was the experience like for you? What's your fondest memory or what you liked about the podcast?
Oh, so many memories. Wiping a tear here. No, but honestly, just hosting just a little under 80 episodes with over 50, 60 unique podcast guests has been really rewarding. And I would say it's hard to pick a favorite. I know that sounds cliche, but I was really able to learn so much from each podcast episode and podcast guest while having a lot of fun at the same time. So it was a great experience, and I really thank all of our guests and listeners as I was able to be the host for a little over a year and a half now.
You almost sounded like a parent when someone says, pick your favorite kid. You don't want to offend.
I know.
And on your show. So every one of them is your favorite. That's
nice. Yep. Everyone was a little bit different. I learned something new. It was great talking to the guests and to our members who are on. So again, I just want to thank the listeners. Thank our 30 Minute Thrive podcast team here at MRA. Really had the pleasure sitting down here every Wednesday talking about a new topic. I learned a whole lot. I hope you learned a lot. And I'm really excited for this next step with the podcast, and I'm really looking forward to the new format, and I think listeners, stay tuned, because it's going to be awesome.
I look forward to inviting you to be a guest, and I get to drill you with questions, so.
Can't wait.
That'll be fun.
Can't wait.
Well, we really appreciate all the work that you did on this, and Sarah, who's behind the camera, and the things that she did. It's been great watching you and growing into the position. So congratulations on the job well done. And
thank you.
Glad you're going to stick around here for a while and do some more wonderful things as well. I'm really excited that every Wednesday now, MRA is going to be able to bring some content to our members, whether that's through the 5-minute HR feed, whether that's through the Talent Report, or whether that's the podcast from the Talent Report. Every Wednesday, you'll have a chance to see something new, and hopefully we'll bring you some really good ideas, some practical applications, and some things that you can do and, you know, take back right away and implement. So we're really excited to do that. You can still watch the podcast where you've watched it before. We hope that you'll subscribe to the Talent Report and you can see everything live. We do a lot of poll questions and some interactions. So regardless of how you decide to receive it, we're very excited that you're still going to remain a part of the content that we deliver here at MRA. So next week, you'll have Rebecca Jacobs back, and she'll have the 5-minute HR feed for you. I look forward to being your host. Again, thank you, Sophie, for all the great work that you did, and we'll continue to try to continue your legacy.
Absolutely.
So we'll see you on the next HR feed.
Thanks, everyone. And that wraps up our content for this episode. Be sure to reference the show notes where you can sign up to connect for more podcast updates. Check out other MRA episodes on your favorite podcast platform. And as always, make sure to follow MRA's 30 Minute Thrive so you don't miss out. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next Wednesday to carry on the HR conversation.